We ask, if you will, to turn to the gospel according to St. John. And out of the 10th chapter. I'll read verses 22 through 29. The Bible reads this morning, and it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verses 28 and 29, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Supporting scripture this morning that you've already heard in your hearing, St. Luke 12 and 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of the subject this morning. There's no need to worry when you're in God's hands. There's no need to worry when you're in God's hands. There's none righteous. Nobody's perfect. All of us are trying to be right. Trying to live right. Trying to act right. Trying to treat our neighbor right. The songwriter said, I just want to be right. If you don't want to be right, then there's something wrong somewhere. Amen. If you have no desire to be right, then why are you here? Amen. This is a place where we come to assemble ourselves together in spirit and in truth to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, to thank God for all that he's doing, to worship him for who he is, to ask him for forgiveness for our shortcomings. Anybody in here ever feel short on God? It's a good thing to know that even though in our lives that we have fallen short, God is still a merciful God. God is still a loving God. God is a forgiving God. And all God requires of us is to put him first in our lives. The Bible tells us this morning, as we will find out a little later, that if we would seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all of the other things that would be added unto you are the necessities of life. So those things that we know that we need, that we know we got to have, God already knows what we stand in need of. And it's the glory and the mercies of God that he's allowed us to come into this place one more time. Despite what you may have gone through from last Sunday's benediction to this moment right now, we can still say that the Lord God has been good to us. As we shared good news, we know that things are not as bad today as they was for some people yesterday. How many of you today can know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is the day that the Lord has made? And as we rejoice in this day, how many of you understand that you got something to be glad about? If you were to take a survey this morning of the mental state and the overall attitude of the people of God, you'll find that there are more people living in poverty than there are those that are financially secure. Many live the reality of one day at a time, for they don't know from day to day where they're going to sleep. They don't know where the next meal is going to come from. They don't even know when they'll hear a kind word or a nice gesture. There are people that are homeless. There are people that are going through this morning. And even though you may be able to say, like most of us, that I got my own problems. I got my own bills. I got my own trials and tribulations. But if you would also look at that survey, you will find that there is someone in a worse condition than what you are in. There are those of us, we can fool ourselves for a little while, but after a while, reality has to set in. When we have dug a hole for ourselves and we're going deeper and deeper and deeper, there's no way out unless we call on the mighty name of Jesus and God began to open up some doors for us. And then we began to be obedient and prioritize the things that God has blessed us with. Too many times we take our blessings for granted and we just live any kind of way. And we live the day like we're not going to have a tomorrow. Well, now we don't know whether we'll be here tomorrow, but we do expect tomorrow to be there. So we need to live today like there is going to be tomorrow, but let us not worry about tomorrow. God is sufficient in the things of today, and if we just trust God to do the things I need him to do this day. There are those of us that don't realize just how good God has been to us. We read in the paper and we listen on the media about the crime and the homelessness and the unemployment that are on the rise. We get a report on predictions and proposed plans of things that might or should make conditions better. But just because it's down in black and white does not mean it's going to get better. And then I'm reminded of the old cliche that it's got to get worse before it get better. Now there's somebody that might be able to say, well, Kate, it's already done got worse for me. Anybody in here able to say this morning that I'm already at the bottom? There's no lower than I can go. I'm already catching hell from the top to the bottom. Anybody in here know anything about that? Well, what I come by here to let you know this morning that even though you might be in that position this day, that don't mean that's where you got to stay. You got to trust the power of God. You got to know that your means come from a greater source than yourself. Isn't it a good thing to know that all of our help, all of our strength comes from the Lord? And the thing is that as we look around in the reality of life, it seems like the richer are getting richer, the poorer are getting poorer, and it seems like all of the avenues to make life a better life, it still seems like that everything is stacked up against the poor man. So now, what does the poor man do? Do you sit there and continue to feel sorry for yourself or to be depressed? Or you going to sit there and point the finger at other folk and say, this is the reason why I don't have? Or are you going to come to the reality that I got to do something myself? We can't blame the white man and the Indian man and the Hispanic man for everything that we don't have. There's something you don't have because you don't try to get it. You have not because you ask not. And sometimes when you ask amiss because you ask without having true faith in God. Do not ever think that you are limited to the things that God has in store for you. I serve a God that has unlimited possibilities for us this morning. Whereas you see that you cannot make it, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. There's somebody that is critical to the fact of our spiritual nature. There's somebody that every time you say the Lord will make a way, they'll say, oh, you just church folk. But I'm glad to be a church folk this morning. I'm glad to be able to know that I'm not dependent upon my own means. I'm not dependent upon my own health and strength because I know that every now and then I get a little weak. Every now and then I get tired. Every now and then sickness comes in this old body of mine. But thanks be to God that he is a doctor. Oh, you don't hear me in this house this morning. There are those that I'm looking at right now that have been down on affliction. Hadn't known how you were going to make it, but the Lord God in his mercy and in his grace reached down in your feeble bed and touched your body. Made everything all right, and you may not have all the strength that you want. But isn't it good? Know that you're not as bad off as you used to be. There was a time when it seemed like we didn't know how we were going to make ends meet. And we use the terminology sometimes, I got to rob Peter to pay Paul. Well, you keep on robbing Peter. After a while, Peter going to be broke. So where are you going to go when you don't have Peter to pay Paul? The only thing I know is to go back to Jesus. See, I broke Peter a long time ago. You know how it is when you juggle your bills. And when you juggle them, whatever fall down, whatever I can reach, that's what I'm going to reach. That when I get through paying this, I might have about $5 or $10 left in my pocket. I need some gas this week. So that's why I got to rob Peter every now and then and pay Paul. But I got to understand that Peter still got to get his. I don't care how many times you put it on the back burner. That burner going to get hot after a while. That's how most of us live. We live trusting God. We live believing that I'll make it up the next time. Whew, Lord. And I'm telling y'all something I know about. A lot of them time when I say I'm going to make it up the next time, and the next time comes something else done jumped up in the front of that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got your mind made up. You got good intention. You don't even call the man and say, I'll be there Friday. But Wednesday, some breakdown in the house. Don't tell me you won't skip a bill to get something you need. Sometimes we have to let folk know. Sometimes folk think calls you the preacher. Everything's just all right. Let me tell you something. My life be just high as yours. They don't care nothing about who I am, where I preach, all they want is their money. If I want some water, if I want some electricity, I got to pay my bill. That is a reality for all of us in the house this morning. And I believe you get my point. We all know what it is to sort of juggle thing because you got to try to make ends meet. But when you get to a place where you can't make ends meet, that's a good time. If you hadn't already started, you got to pray. See, sometimes I pray, Lord, if I rob Peter, you going to help me pay Paul. But see, what happens before God answers, we done already spent it. So we find ourselves in a predicament. What are we going to do now? I'm going to get real here in a minute, but I'm going to say this. We got folk done robbed Peter to pay Paul. Got the income. Instead of doing what they needed to do, they did what they wanted to do with this thought in the back of their mind. I know Carlton will help me out. So I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to get Carlton to help me do what I need to do, and then I'm double in the hole. If that went over anybody's head, what I said is, don't sit back depending on somebody else's finances to do your own thing. Now, if you lost what you had for a good reason, that love they have for you, they understand. Don't try to make no fool out of nobody, and I'm through with that. The Bible says that David said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law do we meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What David is telling us that as believers we are blessed by God. And we have a choice to follow Christ or to go the other way. When we follow Christ, then we have been given the promise of achieving what is worthwhile. We have to make the choice to do the right thing, which is trusting God, which assures us the success in being a child of God. The problem is we tend to be happy and trusting when things are going in our favor. But when the pressures began to break on us, we began to murmur and complain. We cry the blues, and worst of all, we start to worry. one thing we got to understand is that we know and understand the dangers of anxiety and uneasiness. We got to understand that worryation can tear down your body makeup. As you begin to worry from day to day, you will find that it will affect other parts of your body. If you are one that's already dealing with hypertension, if you continue to worry, then your blood pressure is going to go sky high. If you are one that are dealing with, I don't know how I'm going to do this or how I'm going to do that, anxiety will take you out. Because after your blood pressure goes, then the next thing it starts to affect your kidneys. And it starts to affect other organs in your body and your nerve system get all out of whack. Anybody in here on nerve pills? Then you better start learning how to trust the power of God. We got to understand that it's all about what we believe in. If I believe that the Lord will make a way, then God will make a way. But too many times we are too concerned about materialistic things. We're concerned about the here and now. We're concerned about having what the Joneses got. But if we learn how to just thank God for what we got, if we thank God for the things that we need in life, may not have everything that I want this morning, but I thank God that I got everything that I need. I'm reminded of a parable that Jesus began to teach. And as he began to teach the disciples, he told them about a rich young ruler. A young man that had all of the riches of the land. And he began to look and see that I have so many possessions that I don't have anywhere to store them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to build me some bigger barns. I'm going to build me some bigger inhabitants to hold on to my blessings. But what the Lord began to let him know that if I come to receive you tonight, all of the things that you stored up for yourself, what are you going to do with them then? How many times have we went to a funeral service and we found ourselves saying that everything that that man or that woman had, they left it right here. You can go through life trying to achieve material things if you want to. But if your mind and body is all up about material things, you're going to find out that you're going to miss out on a whole lot of things. Because the Bible tells us this morning that wherever your heart is, that's where your treasure will be. And I want to let you know this morning that it comes the time you got to let go for God. You got to understand that there's no need to worry. For there was the children of God worrying about how they were going to make it. But the Bible says that after Jesus had told them this parable, he came back and said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. In other words, don't get caught up into materialistic things. I know that you need food to eat. I know that you need clothes to put on your back. But if you look out over the land that I made, consider the ravens in the air. The birds fly from one place into another. They don't have a barn to put up any food. They don't have anywhere to store anything. But I feed them when they get hungry. So if I feed the birds of the air, how much more do you think I'll feed you? If you want to worry about what you got to put on, the Bible says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow up and they toil not. Look at their beauty. Look at the splendor of the color. When I go out in the springtime and I see the flower blowing up through the ground, I know there's a God somewhere. Anybody in the house? Have you heard about a man named King Solomon? King Solomon had all of the gold. He was arrayed like one of the greatest kings of the land. But Jesus said, out of all King Solomon had, it does not amount to the lilies of the field. The lilies come up and they go back down. But in due time, they'll come back around again. The Bible said, seek not what you shall eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. But all you got to do this morning is trust in the power of God. I know this morning that you're worried about this, that, and the other. Somebody's worried about how high the gas done got. But we got to pay what we got to pay. If you want that automobile to move from one place to another, you got to buy gas, whether it's $2 or $10. We're going to find a way to get us a little bit of gas. But I come to tell somebody that you better trust the power of God. You better know who you belong to. For when you worry, you're hurting your own self. I heard somebody say, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, Don't worry. The two just don't go together. Because if you pray, then you are trusting God. If you pray, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord will do what you need him to do. That's why I'm glad that the Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad I shall not want. Because the Bible says when the shepherd opens up his mouth, his sheep know his voice. I heard the voice of the Lord telling me to go on. See what the end is going to be. I found now, as I go through this life, I'm going to have some trials and tribulations. I'm going to have some days when I got a whole lot. I'm going to have some days when I don't have very much. But when I look here in the Word of God, the Bible says that Jesus said, I'll give you eternal life. And as long as you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out. So I stop by to tell you, if you worry, you must not be in the hand of God. So don't worry if you're in God's hand. I'm glad to know that I'm in the hand of God. And when I'm in God's hand, no power, no pressure, nothing on this earth can take me out of my Father's hand. In my Father's hand, I got joy. In my Father's hand, I got peace. In my Father's hand, there's healing. In my Father's hand, I got food. In my Father's hand, there's a shelter, a wall of protection all around me. In my Father's hand, I know that 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 the Lord will make a way somehow. And as long as I'm in the Father's hand, I'm not worried about tomorrow. I thank God for today. I'm not worried about what I can't control, because God is in control. God is in control. If you got faith and trust God, know that you know that it's all in his hands. And if you're in his hands, the Bible says that no man is able to pluck you out. When you're in God's hand, they can say anything they want to about you. But you know what? I feel like Hammer now. Can't touch this. Because I am a child of God. I am one of those particular folk that love the Lord with all my heart. Anybody loving this morning? Anybody trusting this morning? Anybody worried about anything? Let it go and let God. Let God have his way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No need to worry. No need to worry when you're in the hands of God. I thank God for allowing me to be in his hands. And as long as I stay in his hands, everything is going to work itself out. It does not mean, saints, that you're not going to have trouble. It does not mean that you're not going to have a hard time every now and then. But what it does mean is that as long as you're in his hands, there's no need to be caught up in anxiety and worryation. Trust the God who holds you. For if he holds you in his hands, remember through his word, he said, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Then the songwriter come back and said, what God has for me, glory, it's mine. So as long as I stay in God's hand, devil throw what darts you may, but I'm going to stand anyhow. Somebody in here has gone through hell and high water. But if there is there somebody that can stand and say, I'm still here? The devil thought he had me, but I'm still here. We got any still here Christians that the devil tried to destroy? But you still holding on. You still got joy. You still got peace. out of all that you've been through.